The church retreat doesn't mean the church running away from something. It means we go together for a weekend for a family together. And we'll hear more about that later in the service. But thank you for that encouragement. Okay, we're going to do the Bible story now. Children, you've been very, very patient. And I want you to help me through this. Church is about Jesus, really. And when Jesus gives us new life in him, if he gives it to you and he gives himself to me, then we become church. And so we want to celebrate him and know Jesus better together. So today we want to celebrate that, and especially celebrate that we are, church is actually for all age groups. Sometimes people say, the children of the church of the future. And that's not right. The children are part of the church today, and they're a vital part of the church today, and so we want to celebrate that together. And one of the ways we know that's true is because of what Jesus himself said and what he taught. And we're going to look at a story of that from Mark chapter 10, verses 13 to 16. And I think pretty much everybody here is going to help me to do this. I'm going to read the story out, but you guys are going to mime it if you have a role in that. So first of all, I'd like to invite someone who's going to play the part of Jesus, and he knows who he is. He's going to come forwards now. Here he is. Jesus, you've been in the sun a lot. No, sorry. Come and sit down. That's great. Here's Jesus. And Jesus had 12 disciples, didn't he? So we need some disciples. Now, I don't want you to come if you have kids with you, because you have a different part to play. But if you have not got children with you today and you'd like to help us, I think we don't need 12. We could have 4 or 5. Who would like to be a disciple? Let's not be too long, because otherwise, the longer we take, the longer it takes. So do come forwards. If you'd like to be a disciple, hey, great, good. We've got 2, Delvin, Abby. Thank you, Sunka. We've got Heidi, and we've got Charles. Good, that's 5. So you guys can come. Yeah, just stand over there. That's great. I think that may be all we need just now. Let's just check. Yes. Now, where are all the children? There's a few children scattered around. So if you're a child and you're here with a parent, or if you're a parent and you're here with a child, I'd like you to stand up. Now, I'm not going to force you to be involved. If you really don't want to do this, don't do it. But if you would like to be part of this, the parents and the children have a central part in this. Jesus is the center, but it's about Jesus and the children, okay? Oh, we got another disciple. Okay, so you're a disciple rather than a child. Okay, that's fine. Okay, so you have to listen now, and I'll read the story slowly. And when you hear your part, you mime it. Okay? The children, you can be with your mum. You want to be disciples, or do you want to be... You go with your mummy, because your mummy will help. Oh, is your mummy here? Go with mummy. Your mummy will come as well. See, that's what we want. You go back with mummy. That's great. You'll see in a minute what we're going to do. Now, this is a real story. It's a true story. This happened. And it's God's word, the Bible, how we know, get to know about God, and we get to know him. So we're reading from the Bible, and we're acting it out. And God the Holy Spirit is here to show us himself. It's not just a nice story. We're getting to know Jesus better. So one day, Jesus was sitting down somewhere and praying. And he's obviously reading the Old Testament or something. He's reading in the Word. He's got a scroll. Great. And his disciples were around him as well. And actually this day, some parents came with their children, because the parents were really enjoying getting to know Jesus. And they really loved their children so much that they also wanted their children to meet Jesus and to be touched by Jesus and to have the power of Jesus, maybe the healing or some other good thing from Jesus that they were getting. They wanted also their children to meet Jesus as well. So the parents started coming to Jesus. The parents started coming to Jesus. Great. Here come some parents and children. You start coming slowly. Now, what then happened was, don't go too fast, because when the disciples saw the parents bringing the children, they came across and they stood in front of the children and the parents. Maybe they keep coming, parents and children. And the disciples, they went and blocked the way. That's right. There's a very good disciple there. It's like, and the disciples said to the parents, No. You can't bring the children here. The children are not important enough for Jesus. Jesus hasn't got time to meet with children. And so they stopped the parents and the children coming. Jesus, who'd been busy praying, he looked around and he saw this. And when he saw this, this is what the Bible says, very strong word in Greek. Jesus was very angry with the disciples. Even though he was smiling, he was extremely angry. It says he was indignant, which means he was really angry. Because, and he spoke to the disciples and he said, "Do not stop the children coming to me." Actually, he said, "The kingdom of heaven belongs to people like these little ones." Yeah, he could preach it, couldn't he? And he said, "You must welcome the little children." So the disciples stood back, and the parents kept coming, and they brought all the children to Jesus. "Jesus, you might want to sit down. There you go." And the children, and the children can keep coming. This is what happened in the story. Yeah, that's right. Jack, you can come. Come around here, Jack. And then the children came to Jesus, for Jesus to, that's right. Jesus took all the children in his arms. And Jesus blessed the children. And he put his hand on their heads and he touched them. It was very special. And maybe the children, as we go on with the story, you could sit down where you are. And maybe the parents, because you've come, you can sit on the front row if you like, or here, just on this front row. Because we're together, we're part of this. We're all-age family. Now, this is our Bible story for today. So if you look on the screen, you can see the points as we go. Well, the children, you can stay, or you can go back if you want, but okay. Do you want to stay, children? Stay with Jesus. I would love it if you would stay. Can you stay? You don't have to stay if you don't want to, but if you do want to, Jack can come and help me. That's great. You can stay with Jesus, Jack. That's good. This reminds us from this Bible, because we believe in the Bible, we follow what the Bible says. So from what Jesus said, if you look up on the first point on the slide, IBC Bremen is a church, a family, because church is family of all ages, which means IBC Bremen is also part of that. We're a church family. Well, we are. I mean, we might say, well, we've got more young adults, or we've got more of other people, but actually, look, most of our children are not here today. They must be traveling for the weekend. Look at the lovely children we have. Now, we have a lot more children. How many children do we have altogether in our children's ministry? Ruth? Hannah? How many children altogether? About 25? More? 25 to 30. So God has brought all these children to our church. Isn't that good? Isn't that special? And we want to thank God for that. And so we want to be a church where children and where their families, their mums and their dads especially, their parents, feel welcomed and actually are cared for and helped. It's not easy being a parent. We want to be a church where we help parents to be parents. And especially what we want to do is to help the children and help the parents to help the children to get to know Jesus. Because that's what church is all about. To get to know him in a real way. Isn't it lovely, the story we heard? Andrew told us how he, and also Deborah too, they both got to know Jesus in a real way when they were little children. Because their mums and dads were helping them, because the church where they were going obviously was helping them. We want to be a church like that as well. We want to be a church where children and parents and families get to know Jesus and get to know his love and so on. So we also have in our church a wonderful children's ministry team. Ola is away in Denmark. He can't be here. But we also, as well as Faustin, Faustin's on the team, which is why he's acting the role of Jesus. We also have Ruth and Hannah. And we have Andy there. He's on the team. And we have Angela. Would you like to come forwards too, just so we can all see you? Come up and join us on the platform, please. Ruth and Hannah, come up as well. Come up behind. So to help us to be a church like this, we have our team. We've had lots of people on this team for many years. Many of them have gone to other countries where they're serving now. And we're very thankful to God for all the people that we've had in the past. And we're very thankful for the people who faithfully be our team now. And these are the people who help us to do what we want to do. Why do we do this? Because Jesus said the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. What does that mean? I think it means that Jesus is saying children have as much a share in the kingdom of God as anybody else does. And that's really, really important, isn't it? What is the kingdom of God? Can we get the next slide, please, JJ? Thanks. Yeah. What is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is what Jesus spoke about more than anything else. And it's what he said he came to bring. When Jesus comes into your life, because he's king, things start to straighten up. Things start to get better. We start to get better people. We're not perfect yet, but he helps us to think, oh, that's right, I should not tell lies. I should help my mom and dad. I should do what they tell me to do. I should do the good thing and not the bad thing, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and life. Jesus is the king. Jesus is my king. I want him to be my king. Jesus is king. The kingdom of God comes and changes our lives. Jesus the king comes and changes our lives. And Jesus said the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Actually, he said even more than that. He said, this is the third thing, he said the children, little ones like this, they in a way have even better chance to enter the kingdom of God than the grown-ups like me. Really? What does he mean? And he even said more than that. He said, not only do they have a better chance to do it at this age, but the way they do it is the way that all of us have to do it. Otherwise, we don't do it anyway. We can't do it. We can't enter the kingdom of God. What is he saying? Jesus Christ died, as we heard already. He died on the cross for our sin, to forgive us for our sin, so that when we say, I'm really sorry for my sin, and I really believe you're my God, and I really want you to be my Lord, and I turn from my sin, and I ask you to come into my life, and I trust you, and I let you be my king, that's how we enter in. That's how we become Christians. And it's much easier when you're this age to do that than when you're this age. Do you, boys and girls, I want to ask you a question. Do you trust your mums and dads? Do you trust them? Yeah, pretty much. So when your mum and dad says to you, I want you to do this, I want you to clean your room, do you do it? Yes. Is that true, mums and dads? I want you to help me wash up today. Do you do it? Maybe, yeah. I mean, no mum and dad is perfect, but usually they do know best. And we think we know that they know best. So when they ask us to do something, even though sometimes maybe we're slow or we're a bit rebellious, actually at the bottom line we do it. Because we know it's right. Because they know the best. They're mums and dads. They know what's the right thing. So they tell us. When you get older, and God, the Father, he's the perfect Father, and he says, Paul, this is the way for you to live. A grown-up can say, yeah, but I actually like the way I live. I've already become somebody. I've already got all these qualifications. I've got all these business accomplishments. I've got all this money. I don't want to follow you. It's actually harder for a grown-up to enter the kingdom of God. And Jesus said, the only way that Paul, or a grown-up, can enter the kingdom of God is to come like you, to come like a small child, and to say, I'm just nothing compared to you. You're God and you're everything, and I need you, and I'm lost without you, and please come and be my king. And yes, I trust you, and yes, I will follow you, and I will obey what you tell me to do. Because I know actually you know right, you're best, you're the truth, and you're the way. So wow, children are really important in church. Children are part of the church family, and the kingdom of God belongs to such as these, and the way that they come to know us, go to know Jesus, helps all of us to think, that's right, that's how we all come to know Jesus. And we're not going to grow in the kingdom unless we live that life with him as our king. And so, in the fourth point is, the last point is, we want to be a church, therefore, who do not hinder children, but actually welcome children, don't we? What did Jesus do when he saw the disciples blocking the parents and blocking the children? He was very angry, and he said, don't stop them, welcome them. And so we want to be a church, we don't stop children coming in, but we welcome them. And I want to challenge all of us, me too, in this. You see, when we come to church, often we're really pleased to see our friends. And that's great. We want to talk to our friends, and we should be able to do that as well. But actually, these young friends also need us. And like we say, we're so thankful to God for all the wonderful people who have served in this team for many years. But just like so many, Faustin here, who's been serving for a year, is it? How long have you been on this team? Approximately 1 year. Faustin has been called by God to go to study theology in Canada. So he will be leaving us in August. So the team will go down one. Actually, the team is already small. It's too small. For us to really be able to not hinder these little precious people, but to welcome them, we need quite a much bigger team. We need, let me just check my facts right, because we've also lost Lena, who was serving wonderfully for a while, Lena Ross. So really we need to have three age groups. At the moment we only have two age groups, which is not as ideal as it should be. We need to have three age groups. And if we're going to have three age groups and a rota system so that everyone doesn't have to only serves every other week, then we need to have six teachers and six helpers. And here we have two helpers and three teachers plus over four teachers. It's going to go down to three teachers. So we will need in August, when summer's over and we go back to school and we go back to junior church, Sunday school, children's ministry, we will need three more teachers and four more helpers. Thank you. Hannah's better at arithmetic than me. So we're asking God, because he's always provided, and he will continue to provide. We believe that. Who's he going to call? Who's he going to call? Who is he calling to come and be on this wonderful, and actually, you could say from what Jesus is saying, one of the most important teams in the whole church? I believe that some of you are being called today, and I want you to listen to God. And actually, often what happens is when God calls us to do something, he calls us to do something that we think we can't do, because he wants us to trust him so that he can do it in his strength through us. Ruth was going to share a few words to us, because she was invited to join this team a little while ago, and she's going to tell us a little bit, what's it been like for her being on this team? Ruth. Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah.
Oh, hi. Most all of you know me already. My name is Ruth. I've been a member of the children's ministry team for about 1.5 years now. I joined when they needed somebody, but they haven't stopped. We haven't stopped needing people. So when I joined, we'd been coming to church for about 4 or 5 months as a family, and I had been happily taking my children to the children's ministry, blissfully unaware that they needed people. And one day, Lydia, who was the children's ministry leader back then, she approached me and said, would you consider joining the ministry? And I said, I'll pray about it. She said, yeah, do that. And I did, and I came back a couple of weeks later and said, yeah, I'll help. And she asked me, do you happen to play a musical instrument? Say, I can play a little guitar. And so she said, we really need somebody that'll accompany the children in their Christmas presentation, because they were singing songs and they were singing a cappella. So I did that, and I really enjoyed it. I loved it. Plus, they also needed somebody to support with the Rainbow Kids. They needed somebody to help Jeff out, who was one of the teachers of the Rainbow Kids, and I helped him out there and also started teaching every once in a while, and I discovered that I enjoyed that too. But I don't always feel, I didn't always feel qualified or confident. You know, sometimes I feel like, what am I doing here? And sometimes I still feel that way. But, you know, I've learned a couple of things since being in the children's ministry. And one of them is, it's a wonderful place for you to be if you want to grow spiritually. Because as any teacher will know, when you're teaching a subject, you have to delve into it. And you need to make sure that you know about it before you start to teach it. So what's going to happen? You're going to be delving into the Bible. You're going to be reading these Bible stories so that you can tell them to the children. And your faith is going to be growing. And the second thing I learned is that God is not looking for people that are qualified. He's looking for people that are willing. And what he wants is our willingness. And then he will put us in a place where we can serve with our gifts. And some of those gifts, as Deborah already said, as Paul already reminded us, are gifts that we may not even know we have. And we won't find out about that until we are willing to and say, I'll do what you want me to do, God. And the last thing I wanted to say is that he just looks for our willingness, and he will then use our gifts to build his kingdom, and that's what this is all about. Thank you.
Thank you, Ruth. That's lovely. So, do I encourage you strongly to think about this and pray about it? And maybe even today you'd like to say, I'd like to think about it. And come and speak to Hannah especially, because Hannah's the one of the leadership team of Ola, Hannah, and Ruth. Hannah does the admin stuff. She's very good at that. That's one of her gifts. So come and tell her. This is Hannah. Can you see Hannah? Sorry. You're not as tall as me, are you?
No, that's right.
This is Hannah, okay? That's Hannah. Because I know that some of you have said, who's Hannah? That's Hannah. And she's doing a wonderful job on our admin side. So come and talk to Hannah, even if you just want to think about it. Church is not somewhere just to come and sit and listen to a sermon. Church is a family where we all have assignments. Every one of us have more than one assignment. What is your assignment? Which ones of you have an assignment with this precious people? What job are you doing in the church family at this time? What assignment are you fulfilling? It'll change over the years. After a few years, God may be changing you to something else. But what are you doing now in the family of the church where you belong? Here's a wonderful opportunity to come and work in the kingdom of heaven with Jesus the King. And see, wouldn't it be wonderful when we hear the testimonies of these children, how they got to know Jesus at a young age and went on to become missionaries and pastors and great servants of God all over the globe. I wanted to tell you too one more thing, which I forgot to say. When I was thinking about this, I also thought about my story. And I can still remember Mrs. Homewood, who was my Sunday school teacher when I was 6, 7, 8. And I can also remember Mr. White. I remember him more clearly because I was 9, 10, 11, 12. Every Sunday, Mr. White, he was from Scotland, he was always in the room, classroom, ready for us with his tie on. He looked very smart. There he was with a wonderfully prepared Bible teaching. And I really used to enjoy his stories and his teaching. And now I realize I was getting to know Jesus through Mr. White. And through his faithful service, he served for many years in that church for many, many children. I wonder who are the Mr. Whites and the Mrs. Homewoods of this lot, and whether you are one of those people. You are, and you are, and you are, but we need more Mr. Whites and Mrs. Homewoods. So we're going to pray for that in a minute, but before we do that, the children are going to lead us in our next song, which is Jesus Loves the Little Children. Are we all going to sing this together?
We're all going to sing it together, yeah.
Great, good.
The children know it. We've sung it downstairs. And I would just like to take the opportunity to really encourage you to join the children's ministry team. I joined 3 years ago, also through Lydia. We moved from Bonn to Bremen. And I have a 9-year-old son. At that time, he was only 6. And I said, I'll be downstairs and help if you need help. And I will never teach. I said, I'll just be there to assist. And Lydia said, fine, you don't have to teach, just come and you're welcome and we need all the help we can get. And I remember I always helped Jeff with the Rainbow Kids, and one day Jeff was sick and Lydia said, do you think you could take over? And I thought, oh. So I took over, and I think about 2 years ago we had a similar problem with the Bible Explorers, and I always said to Lydia, little kids, yes, older kids, no way. I'm not going to be teaching any older kids. And I grew with it. I took over and I helped out Ole to assist the older kids. Then I did the teaching of the older kids. Now I'm in the leadership team. So it's just to encourage you, you grow with being downstairs. You start assisting, you help out teaching. And it's never that we really say we've got one assistant, one teacher. If you've got a good idea, just bring it in. We're a nice team, and we really do need some help to teach the children the way we really would like to teach. And at the moment, we're doing as good as we can. It's not always perfect, we know that. It's sometimes frustrating for us as well. So use this summer as an opportunity to maybe help out downstairs, and we really, really would like you to join the team in August to be part of the children's ministry team.
Yeah, thanks. I forgot to mention the summer, because in 2 weeks' time, 3 weeks, 2 weeks'
time? Starting on the 25th
of this month, then the children's ministry team will be on holidays and things, so they will have a break. But we would love to continue to provide for the children. It won't be so difficult. You won't have to prepare things, because we've got some movies, we've got some crafts that we can give you to do. But we will need 6 people a Sunday, yeah?
We would like to do 3 groups. Also, not to stress you out, for those that are, you not are used to it. So if possible, we'd like to have 3 age groups to make things a bit easier, which means we need actually 6 people per Sunday. And we're talking about 6 Sundays. If we only have 4 people, that's great, because, I mean, then we'll just have to have 2 groups. But like Pastor Paul said, we do have the possibility of having a Bible, what is it, Bible VHS, which you can watch with the children. But ideally, really, to be able to make it a good experience for you and for the children over the summer, 6 adults per Sunday really, really would be great. I've got a nice poster. I'll be standing later on the back where you can put your names down. And hopefully the poster will be full by the time we all go downstairs.
Thank you. I hope you realize this is really important, because it's about the future as well as the present. It's very, very important what we're talking about. And the Lord is speaking to us. Are we going to be serious disciples of Jesus Christ and follow his teaching? Let's sing a song. The children will.
So any children who have disabilities.